Oh, yes, that is the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to begin reading in just a moment in Jeremiah chapter 2. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Bible. And now we're studying the great man of the Old Testament, that man Nehemiah. You can find his book before you come to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms being in the middle of your Bible, you'll go to Psalms and then Job and then Esther and then back to Nehemiah. So you can find it and follow along with me as we read from the book of Jeremiah. I'll be reading in just a moment from Jeremiah chapter 2, beginning, I think, in verse 17, and we'll read to the end of that chapter. And then we'll go on to Nehemiah chapter 4. And I'll introduce that reading in just a moment. But while you're turning to the book of Nehemiah, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you will, follow with me in the Bible reading, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, beginning in verse 17. And before we read that, I'll remind you that Nehemiah had come from the king Artaxerxes in Babylon, and he had the authority from the king to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And so he took a night ride around that city without anyone knowing what he was doing, that he may survey the damage done to the walls. And the walls, the damage done to that wall was so great that the beast he was on had trouble getting through and making those rounds about the city. And the gates thereof were burned. But Nehemiah was there to rebuild those walls. And so in Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 17, he had gathered the rulers of Jerusalem together and said, "Then I said unto them, ye see the evil cease that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we have be no more a reproach. And I told of them by the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. And so they strengthened their hands for the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and the Jishim the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and despised us, and said, what is this thing that ye will do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I unto them, and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." Let me turn over to chapter 4, and I want to read the first 18 verses of Nehemiah chapter 4. "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we were building the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish, seeing they are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they are building, if a fox should go up, he shall break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. and turn back the reproach upon their own head, and give them up for a spoil in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto half the height thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 7. But it came to pass, when Sambalad and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the repairing of the walls of Jerusalem went forward, and that the breaches thereof began to be stopped, then they were very wroth, and they conspired all of them together to come fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion therein. But we made our prayer unto God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries, they shall not know, neither see, till we come into the midst of them and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, that when the Jews that had dwelt by them came and said unto us 10 times from all places, ye must return from us. Therefore set I in the lowest parts of the space between the wall and the open places. I set there the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 15. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, that half of my servants wrought in the work, and half of them held spears and shields and the bows and the coats of mail, and the rulers were behind all the houses of Judah, that they builded the wall, that they bare the burdens and laden themselves, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held his weapon. And the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Let me turn now over to Nehemiah. Chapter 6, and I'm going to begin reading verse 1, and we'll read at least down through verse 16. So Nehemiah 6 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah, to the Geshem and the Arabian and to the rest of our enemies, that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though even unto that time I had not set up the doors and the gates. But Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plains of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? And they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in the manner the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem said it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou art building the wall, and that thou wouldest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all would have made us afraid, saying, Their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. But now, O God, strengthen thou my hands. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 10. And I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being such as I, would go to the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And I discerned, and lo, God had not sent him, but he pronounced this prophecy against me, and Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this cause he was hired, that I should be afraid to do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Remember, O my God, Tobiah and Sanballat, according to their works, and also according to the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 15. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, Elu, in the 52 days. And it came to pass, when all our enemies heard thereof, that all the nations that were about us feared, and were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the noble of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Jehohanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, to wife. And they also spake of his good deeds before me, and reported my words, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. But then in Nehemiah chapter 7 and verse 1 we read, Now it came to pass, the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters, and the singers, and the Levites were appointed. Okay. With that, we're going to turn to the Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of June 10th, 1923. And the title of the lesson is Nehemiah, the Bold Builder. The golden text for this lesson is Be Not Afraid of Them. Remember the Lord, Nehemiah 4 and verse 14. The devotional reading is the 46th Psalm. And we read this 46th Psalm. It's for the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, set unto Almoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her in that right early. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of Jehovah, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Jehovah of hosts is with us. The God of the house of Jacob is our refuge.